This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is an emergency broadcast following the Tomahawk missile strike on Syria, unleashed by President Trump in response to what we're told was a wave of chemical attacks against innocent children in Syria. So isn't it interesting how quickly they can parade a bunch of photos of children that they say are chemically damaged all over the media and then use that to justify what can only be called an act of war, which, by the way, must be authorized by Congress, and it wasn't authorized by Congress, but that's not even the point of all of this. There is another evil regime on this planet that's maiming and murdering a vastly higher number of children with a state-sponsored chemical weapon. That chemical weapon is being deployed by none other than the United States government, and it's called mercury in vaccines. And mercury in vaccines is a highly neurotoxic, brain-damaging chemical, and it is injected into children. It is an assault. It's a form of chemical violence, or what you might call vaccine violence. And it's so toxic and so devastating to children that I could flood you with thousands of pictures of vaccine-damaged children that are just as horrifying and sad as the pictures of children in Syria. And yet, isn't it interesting that somehow Syrian children are worth protecting with Tomahawk missile strikes, but yet somehow U.S. children aren't even worth protecting with an executive order that orders the CDC and the FDA to remove all mercury from vaccines? Isn't that interesting? So somehow the emotional impact of pictures of children in Syria is used to justify an act of war, and yet you're not supposed to see the emotional impact of vaccine-damaged children in America. That's blacklisted by the entire media. They never broadcast pictures of vaccine-damaged children because they're afraid that you might find out about the chemical weapons being used by the vaccine industry. And these weapons are so devastating that, and they're so damaging that the vaccine industry had to be granted absolute legal immunity against all lawsuits, which was done by an act of Congress. You can't sue a vaccine company for a faulty product. It would be thrown out of court, all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's already been tested. They threw the case out. Vaccine industry has complete legal immunity, and yet the ingredients that they use are known neurotoxins, known across all of science, all of medicine. Any honest scientist or doctor will tell you that mercury is toxic in every form. Methylmercury, ethylmercury, organic, inorganic, and so on. It's toxic in every form. And it's specifically toxic to brain tissue. And this is why we have children with autism in America. At least it's one of the reasons. It's not the only reason. There are other environmental factors, but mercury may be that tipping point for children who are close to being neurologically devastated. You inject them with mercury, and that sends them over the edge. That's why autism is caused by vaccines, and again, other factors as well. Mercury also causes seizures. Children have been put into comas. Children have been killed. Children have been paralyzed. The UK government paid out over $90 million equivalent in vaccine damage awards to families whose children were permanently brain damaged by the swine flu vaccine. You can find the sources for that story at naturalnews.com, link right to it. It's covered in the Daily Mail and all the UK newspapers, by the way. But the US press won't cover that story. The Vaccine Injury Compensation Program in the United States, which is this sort of separate secret court that was set up, has paid out over $3 billion to the families of children who were damaged by vaccines and proven to have been damaged by vaccines. So there's no question that vaccines damage children. Otherwise, why would the court have paid out $3 billion already? Why would the vaccine industry need to be granted legal immunity if vaccines were completely safe, as you are told by the lying mainstream media? You know, the CDC is a criminal organization. I find it interesting that the CDC is engaged in state-sponsored chemical violence against children in America. And yet somehow, you're supposed to focus on state-sponsored chemical weapons in Syria, and you're supposed to say Assad is evil, but somehow the vaccine industry is good. The vaccine industry is killing and harming vastly higher numbers of children all over the world. I mean, if Assad is evil, even if he is the one who launched those chemical weapons, which I haven't seen any evidence of that yet, I'm not convinced yet, but even if he was the one who launched those, what about these evil, criminal-minded CDC people and FDA people and big pharma people? They conduct vaccine experiments on Nigerian children. That's why there have been arrest warrants issued for the CEOs of Pfizer. They get caught bribing doctors. GlaxoSmithKline, I think it was like a $2 or $3 billion settlement with the Department of Justice, for committing felony crimes. They ran a massive bribery network of over 40,000 doctors across the USA, bribing them with kickback money to keep pushing their drugs and their vaccines. Busted, caught, red-handed, on the record, DOJ settlement. If you didn't know about that, it's because the mainstream media keeps suppressing all this news. Children are damaged by vaccines every day across America. And these doctors, they're such morons, they're slamming these children with back-to-back vaccines. You know, they'll give them 5 or 6 injections all at once. And each one of those shots could have multiple vaccines. Some children are getting like 20 vaccines all at once. It's an overload, people. This is what's crashing their neurology, causing brain damage. This is a chemical weapons assault on children in America. It's being done right under our noses. It's being done with the complicit mainstream media pushing it and the U.S. government sponsoring this chemical violence you might call medical terrorism against children. You know, it's if you fell for the Syria emotional ploy with pictures of injured children, you just got played. You're being emotionally manipulated by the media. The same media that's not showing you the images of the damaged vaccine children all across America who greatly outnumber the children in Syria or anywhere else for that matter who are being, you know, subjected to chemical weapons. The vaccine industry is orders of magnitude more deadly to children than any chemical weapon that's ever been deployed anywhere in the world, including the sarin gas in the Tokyo subway system from a few years back. If you're going to try to save children, which of course we want to do, you gotta go after the biggest poisoners, the biggest threats to children, and that's the vaccine industry. You got to get the mercury out of the vaccines. You got to get the aluminum and the formaldehyde and the MSG out of the vaccines. and you got to be willing to tell the truth, which I've been doing and many others have been doing, and we're all called anti-vaxxers as a kind of almost like the N-word slur of the science industry, which is deeply engaged in the mass poisoning of children in the name of science. And they don't understand that they're discrediting themselves. They're too stupid, too arrogant to realize that. So they call us anti-vaxxers, which again is a kind of almost like a racial slur. It's like being called the N-word when we are the ones trying to protect children against toxic vaccines, and we're the ones trying to make vaccines cleaner and safer. And the truth is that most of us are not against the theory of immunization at all. I mean, I'm a scientist. I run a lab. I write science papers. I have a best-selling number one science best-selling book on Amazon.com called Food Forensics. I'm a laboratory scientist. We're ISO accredited. We're audited every year as a lab. We do amazing breakthrough science. I understand the science of immunization, but I also understand the science of how vaccines that contain mercury cause seizures and cause brain lesions and cause really almost a chemical lobotomy of brains, which may be why people are so able to believe the lying mainstream media, come to think of it. How do you turn a population into sheeple, obedient sheeple? You got to give them a little vaccine lobotomy, a little bit of mercury, inject it right into them, and then hit them with a dose of CNN and MSNBC to the point where they can't even think anymore. They're not even rational anymore. They'll do whatever they're told, easy to manipulate by the media, and they'll go along with anything, any BS excuse, any narrative. Oh, you just flash some pictures of some injured children on the news, and then what, everybody supports a war in the Middle East? Well, what about our own kids here at home? What about the vaccine-damaged children right down the street, right next door, right in your local school? What about the cost to society of currently 1 in 68 children having autism? And that number is going to keep increasing. It actually is increasing. It's probably now already, you know, 1 in 50 or 1 in 45, something in that range. When will this chemical assault on our children finally be brought to an end? When will the state-sponsored chemical violence against children in America be exposed for what it really is? We're headed down a very dark path in society, folks. Violence is the weapon of choice of every totalitarian regime. And that violence can take many forms. There's kinetic violence, Tomahawk missiles, but there's also chemical violence, mercury in vaccines, pesticides on your food, glyphosate herbicide in your food. Chemical violence is invisible. It's not a big flashy explosion that anybody can point to. It's insidious. It's covert. And chemical violence is the weapon of choice of every totalitarian regime to dumb down their population, keep people diseased and sick so that they're dependent on the socialized medicine system that's handed out by the government, which allows the government to dictate social control, because they can always say, if you don't do what they tell you, they'll take away your health care. They'll take away your insurance. Why do you think they want socialized medicine? It's a form of control. Why do you think they make you pay taxes? Does the government need your tax revenue every year? It's only about $3 trillion from individuals. Does the government need your $3 trillion? Of course not. They can create $3 trillion as a computer entry. They do it all the time. It's called quantitative easing. How do you think they bailed out Goldman Sachs in the 2008 subprime crash? They just created $1 trillion, boom, overnight. You think they need your tax money? Don't be a fool. They don't need your tax dollars. It's to keep you down. It's to keep you busy. Make you run around town collecting receipts and scraps of paper and spending 100 hours with your accountant. It's a joke, people. It's all about keeping you down, making you pay taxes, keeping you chemically lobotomized, keeping you indoctrinated with CNN fake news, and damaging your children with mercury and vaccines. That's why they won't remove the mercury. That's why they're still using mercury in dentistry too, by the way, because and that's why they're still putting fluoride in the water supply. Fluoride is a chemical weapon against children, against families. Why are they still using it? Because it works. So if you're going to go after a government for wielding chemical weapons against its children, there's no government in the world that's more guilty of that than the U.S. federal government, which is launching missiles at Syria's government, condemning them for dead children. What about all the dead children over here in America? What about the damaged children? What about the autistic children? That's where we need to be focusing our effort, to save those children's lives. And maybe, just maybe, President Trump will do something about it. I'm still holding out hope that there's a possibility that this man might do something to end mercury in vaccines, because he has appointed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to run the Vaccine Safety Commission that no doubt is going to generate a report that condemns mercury and vaccines. So I'm still holding out hope. But it's anyone's guess the way this goes, because the deep state is so damn corrupt. The vaccine industry is so corrupt. The CDC is a criminal operation. Those people need to go to prison. And the vaccine manufacturers themselves, the CEOs of these companies, they should be in prison as well. These corporations are far more dangerous than Assad. You know, the CEOs of drug companies are killing more children than Assad could ever kill. And they're doing it every day right under our noses, and almost nobody is raising the alarm. It's unbelievable. You want to stop violence against children? Start with the vaccine industry, because that's where the violence is taking place on a scale that is a wild violation of medical ethics, a violation of human dignity, a violation of just fundamental protection of the innocent. That's where you got to go. And frankly, on this Assad thing, personally, I think it's insane. I don't think we should be meddling with war in the Middle East right now when we have so many domestic issues to take care of, such as getting mercury out of the vaccines. We got to stop letting the vaccine industry murder our children right here at home before we spend time and money launching cruise missiles at somebody else overseas. Jeez, get our priorities straight. All right, you can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Let's just hope something starts to change out there. And if it doesn't, I don't know. This whole system is going to collapse, because you can't poison your children generation after generation and poison your people with pesticides and herbicides in the food and poison the minds of everybody with fake media, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times. You can't do that and have a sustainable society. Eventually, the system collapses, and I think we're approaching that day very, very soon. And when it does hit the fan, cities are going to become just all-out death zones. Just giving you a heads up on that. You might want to take some precautions in advance. Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast everywhere. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.